How can large companies excel at innovation? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Priya Kannan Narasimhan, associate professor of management at the University of San Diego, determines the key may be looking at what they're already succeeding at and doing it differently.
When I ask groups of executives if their companies excel at innovation, fewer than 10% of them raise their hands. How can large companies excel in launching new ideas in the same way lean startups do? My research shows the key to success for innovators is not only to come up with great ideas, but to show how they fit their company's existing strategies. If you can reframe your organization's unique competencies to show why your ideas fit and how you can deliver better value than your competitors, most decision makers will endorse them. At one firm, for example, an innovator recalled the resistance he faced after proposing a new idea for a virtual reality video conferencing. His managers responded the company's core competencies were in printing, not movie production. But when he responded with saying that movies are printing pixels on screen, his superiors realized they were in a unique position to provide value for their customers. We tend to think that decision makers and organizations view innovation the same way venture capitalists do. However, middle managers and decision makers in large companies know that they will not be fired for doing nothing, but could be fired for doing something innovative that fails. Therefore, to be successful, innovators need to minimize the risk for the decision makers. They can do this by showing how well their idea fits the organization's existing strategy and creates unique value for their customers. Employees and managers need to think of their organization's assets as not fixed, but as flexible and applicable to many new ideas. This is the key to success in innovation for large organizations.
That was Priya Kannan Narasimhan of the University of San Diego. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.